The Americhicks with Molly Boats and Kim Monson. The most important story.
They are like this newfound off-hinged part of the left. Even Chuck Schumer's pushing back on.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
The buck is stopping with Trump. The different administrations prior to him have been kicking the can down the road on a number of issues.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
The heart of this is the U.S. Constitution a progressive document, or is it something that should be looked at as an original document?
It's the Americhicks, Molly and Kim.
Because face it, ideas matter.
Because ideas matter.
Hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're the Americhicks, Molly and Kim. Dissecting issues is right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. Our founding fathers were able to do it in a civil way. Why couldn't we? This is America still, right? Kim is out today. In studio with me is two folks, good friends of ours with Home Mortgage Alliance. They're guest hosting today, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. It's fun that when Kim's out, I get to bring in some of our sponsors so that we get to talk about what's going on in the market. And today we will get to some good ideas that you have for people that are looking to buy a home for special financing in different situations out there. Things aren't always the things. People's finances changed, and then they're like, uh-oh, now what? So you've got some good tips. We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about some news headlines. And in the third segment, stick with us, we are going to be talking about the Women's March. Mark, I know you're excited about this. Just teasing. But the Women's March, some things have been changing lately. It was supposed to be all-inclusive, but now many women in the Women's March are saying, why isn't it inclusive? It's not very inclusive. And now they're calling for some of the leaders to step down because either it's all women or it's no women. So we are going to be talking with Carrie Lucas about that. She is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she's been calling it out and saying it's about time they break ties because there are some very radical leaders at the head of the Women's March calling out that are anti-Semites and terrorist apologists. So we're going to get to that. All right. But first, let's get to some news. Right now, today, President Trump has declared it the National Day of Mourning. And so many of the federal offices are closed. The New York Stock Exchange is closed. The Supreme Court is closed. It's a day to remember George H.W. Bush, the 41st president. With all the division that's been taking place recently, I'm feeling peaceful right now because there are so many people coming together to really just remember and to honor President Bush. Do you have any thoughts, Kim?
Well, I think it's been really wonderful to hear all the attributes of this man. And Ronald Reagan and George Bush were really the presidents of my blossoming interest in politics.
Sure.
So it's a sad time for me.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Mark? Were you a George Bush fan? George H.W. Bush fan?
Yes, I was. And, you know, one of the most touching scenes I saw was when the service dog was laying by his casket. Mm-hmm. That was a tearjerker for me.
Yeah. A lot of people talking about that. And I'm glad because I love dogs. Yesterday we had Karen Levine in here. And so if you're looking to buy a house, you need Karen Levine as your realtor. And then you go to Kim and Mark at Home Mortgage Alliance to help you buy it, to finance it. But she also, one of her nonprofits is the Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies. And I love what they do. I mean, God, I think that dogs, they're like special gifts from God for us. Really, they are. The unconditional love and the fact that you can train them to do things and to help people that have certain disabilities and certain needs. And that's really wonderful. And one of the things that really hit me yesterday was seeing Bob Dole stand up and give his salute to George H.W. Bush. You know, Bob Dole also served in World War II like Bush did. And there's just something about the greatest generation and their civility to each other, even though at one time they're competitors. But it didn't matter. It was like, yes, of course we're going to compete just like, you know, in football and any other sport or anything like that. But it's like a good-natured competition, and then let the best man win, and then let's back the person who wins. Also, like when George H.W. Bush, when he lost to Clinton, he wrote a very nice letter to him in 92. You're the president now. I support you. I want you to win because this is our country. And it's kind of like that old school gentleman list that I really would love for our country to get back to. But I'm happy that right now, today, in the past couple of days, we are coming together to honor Bush.
Absolutely.
So that's good. So I'm happy about that. Hopefully we can keep that going. I also just saw that it was George W. Bush just met President Trump for the first time. And I believe Melania just took them through the house and was showing them the decorations. So I'm wondering if maybe this could be a little bit of a coming together. Maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I heard a nice story yesterday. Apparently, George H.W. Bush was famous for letter writing, personal letters. And Mike Pence's son just got his wings, I think it was in October, and he landed on the George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier. So Mike Pence wrote a letter to Bush asking from father to father if he would mind signing an autographed picture of the carrier. And they were told that they don't do that anymore. So, you know, Pence understood and was a little bit sad. And then it was like maybe 2 weeks later, he got a typed letter, but signed by Bush. And it was very personal. So they knew that it actually came from him.
Nice.
So I thought that was just a nice. And he's like 95 years old or 94 years old.
Well, and, you know, that's something that I think we want to try to teach our kids is to write letters. You know, that's something that we did when we were younger. And but now it's like in many schools, they don't even teach cursive anymore. They don't
right.
teach that. And so kids are so used to typing on the computer, or the iPad, the iPod, whatever you got, you know, you're just going at it like that. But can you even write cursive? Can you read it? And that's what really has concerned me. Kim and I talk about that a lot. What worries us with Common Core and other new things they're doing in schools is if they take that away, how do you read, you know, your grandparents' letters to each other? You know, George H.W. Bush, I've been watching a lot of information on him lately, and his daughter sat down and interviewed him about the wonderful letters that he and Barbara used to write to each other. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Barbara. But they used to write the letters to each other. And in the war, when his plane was shot down over the Pacific, he lost a lot of those letters, which was sad. But at least, hey, they saved his life. So that's good. But just the sweetness of writing letters back and forth. So let's bring that back.
Okay.
All right. Everybody bring it back. Go learn some cursive. Write somebody a thank you note. It's the holidays. While we're talking about something positive, I want to say, let's give another positive. I don't know if y'all saw this recently. Kim and I say, if you can just do one thing every day to try to help this country, do it. Because one person can make a difference. I don't know if you saw this. There was a law up in northern Colorado, the town of Severance, against snowball fights. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's been in place since the 1920s. It prohibits residents from throwing missiles at people, places, or animals. But under the current definition, that included snowballs. So this 9-year-old boy takes it on and gets the law changed. I think that is really, really cool. His name is Dane Best. You know, they should be allowed to throw snowballs at each other. People should be able to do that. And they took a field trip where they learned how Severance makes and changes laws. And that's where he realized the municipal code contained a law he considered outdated. He worked with the mayor and his parents to figure out the steps that he needed to do. And he actually did a presentation to the board, and they voted unanimously to update the language. Now you can throw snowballs in Severance. Thank you.
Yahoo.
You know, 9-year-old, you can do it. You can. And there are so many outdated laws on the books. I don't know if you all have ever looked at any of them. Okay. Google it sometime. Outdated laws, ridiculous laws. There are some crazy ones that if we got caught today doing any of them, we'd be in big trouble. So this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Kim is out today in studio with me. Is Home Mortgage Alliance. Our sponsors, our friends, the financers of the houses that we hope to buy someday, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook. And we're going to talk a little bit about the market. But also really quick, I wanted to give a shout out and say, it's the holidays. And if you're looking for a gift for your family or your friends, someone that you love, join us at our Federalist Papers Book Club. It's starting in January. We're calling it Vino and Veritas. And so that is Wine and Truth. And it's going to be held at the Water's Edge Winery the fourth Monday of every month. And it's from 5 to 8 p.m. Dr. Thomas Kranewitter, you know him. Claremont Institute. He taught at Leadership Program of the Rockies. He still teaches the Leadership Program of the Rockies, defending the Constitution, defending the Declaration of Independence, so that when somebody says, oh, we don't need the Constitution anymore, or that's just outdated, or those were just old white guys that put that into place to hold, you know, the rest of us down, you can actually, you go through the Federalist Papers, and those were the essays that the founders made to the rest of the community, making a case for creating a government, but a very limited one. And so, you know, what was going on at that time? What, you know, what oppression were they seeing? What was what tyranny were they trying to get away? What extra taxes were they trying to get away from? And so it's good to be able to know where they were coming from so you can defend America, this great experiment. So check it out. You can sign up for it on speakeasyideas.com. It's a great thing to do with friends and family. All right, so check that out. So let's get started with the mortgage area. All right, so Mark and Kim, a lot of things have changed. The market in Colorado is hot, hot, hot. And so normally when you think you got to go put 20% down, if the market's not that high, it's not such a big deal. But with the market high, I mean, 20% of a million versus 500 is a heck of a lot more, exactly. Whatever you were thinking you're going to have to do. So are there any break to that? Can we put less down? Do we still have the PMI? Mark, Kim, what do you think? What do we do? What's required right now as far as the percentage down?
Well, there is a lot of folks that think 20% is what they have to put down. But actually, they can put as little as 3% down. So it makes qualification a lot easier for home buyers that have the income, but they don't necessarily have the down payment.
Okay.
So Fannie and Freddie offer some of those programs. So they're really set up for people new into the market, moderate income. So they do have income limits, which is one of the stipulations. But there are other programs, too, that allow higher income limits. So there's so many loan programs. It's actually, I think we have 40 different loan programs that we work with.
40 loan programs.
So okay. It's always good for a potential buyer to contact a mortgage professional to understand where they fit within those loan programs.
What are kind of just, I know we don't want to go through all 40, but give us kind of what are some of the differences that people would be, you know, this situation is different than this situation. Like, what are some of the different situations out there?
So, you know, people fall into different buckets, if you would, as far as loan programs. So you have your government programs like FHA, VA, USDA. So if you're a vet, good for you. You can take advantage of that. FHA, more moderate income, lower credit scores, and USDA is more for rural communities. Then you get into more of the conforming loans, which are Fannie and Freddie, and most people fall into those categories. So they have good rates, they have flexibility in their down payments, and anytime somebody puts less than 20% down, there always going to be mortgage insurance, which is always a question people have, what that is and what you end up putting down in order not to have mortgage insurance.
And that's the PMI,
correct.
Right? PMI is the mortgage insurance. And is it how much is the mortgage insurance? Is it always the same amount?
No, it is not. It depends on how much you're putting down. It's usually broken down into 5% increments.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. But you can go as low as 3%. Can anybody go as low as 3%?
Yeah. You don't have to have qualifications of being a first-time home buyer.
Kim?
But there are income limits on the 3% down program.
Okay. Off the top of your head, do you have like a number?
Well, like on the Metro Mortgage Assistance Loan, it's $125,860. And right now, that seems to be the highest income limit that we can go to.
Okay.
The 3% down that we were talking about it's like $85,000. So you really have to know your different programs and the income limits when you're talking to a customer.
Okay.
And sometimes it's not something that's right on the top of your head. You'll always want to look something up because things do change rapidly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add something about the mortgage insurance, and Mark's absolutely correct about the different variances. They change in 5% increments.
Okay.
And they also change on a conventional loan based on your credit score. So it can be significantly less if you have a credit score over 760 versus if you have one even at 700, which is a great score. Mm-hmm. Now, an FHA loan, it's always the same. It's always 0.85% regardless of how much. Well, you only put 3.5% down on an FHA.
Okay. The credit score, that's one of those things that really gets me because it's a private group that puts that together. And I don't really know that I really like the way they do it. It's like every time you go, I'm a girl, right? So I go into a store and I want to buy a new outfit. And they're like, oh, if you get our credit card, we're going to give you 20% off today. You get a new credit card. And I'm thinking, okay, is this going to hurt my credit if I sign up for a new credit card today just to get 20% off? And then I go home and I cancel it. You know, what is that going to do? What if I want to buy a house? So that's one of the top things that I think about. But let's go to break and we'll come back and we'll continue talking, because you know, people want to buy a home. Obviously, the market is up right now. And so you want to be able to make sure that you can secure the financing that you need. And don't just throw it out the window. There are some fancy ideas out here. And Mark Cook and Kim Sturtz with Home Mortgage Alliance can help you with that. That's why we've got them in here. They're experts. They've got some cool tools that will help you in your search as well, comparing what you've got and what you want to pay and what are the different rates out there. So we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll continue with Home Mortgage Alliance, giving you tips on getting a mortgage so that you can buy a home. Before we do that, I want to give a quick shout out to Hooters Restaurants. It's football season. It's the Avalanche hockey season. It's time to tackle the restaurants. They've got excellent, excellent wings. If you haven't checked them out, you've got to do it. Go to the restaurant, or you can order them to be delivered to your house so you don't even have to go anywhere or cook. You can impress your friends. Specials at Hooters start at $10 for a draft and 10 boneless wings, $15 for a Big Daddy and slides or bone-in wings, traditional or the new smoked, which are my favorite because they're less calories. They're yummy. They smoke them all night. And, you know, why not? You can just eat double because they're less the calories. Did I say exactly. They're less calories? Check out Hooters wings. Tell them the AmeriChick sent you. And for more information, check out HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We're the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim will be right back.
All AmeriChick sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the AmeriChicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you'd like to support the work of the AmeriChicks and grow your business, contact them at AmeriChicks.com.
Dan Predovich and his team at Predovich & Company help your business plan ahead financially. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, recommend Predovich & Company as your financial business consultants. Predovich & Company will take care of your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business advisory services. Dan Predovich and his team want to learn about the unique needs of your business through real, honest dialogue. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call 303-791-3000 to start preparing now for next year's tax season. Organize your business finances with Predovich & Company.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
Feliz Navidad.
Tis the season. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. It's a national day of mourning for President George H.W. Bush, a great, great man, and kind of a reminder of the greatest generation. And I'm glad to see the civility today with all of the political parties coming together. Hey, maybe we can keep that up. It's a good thing to think about and a good thing to try. Why not? Kim is out today with me in studio is Home Mortgage Alliance. These are some of our sponsors. We absolutely love them. Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook. And they're sharing some tips. You know, when you want to go out there and buy a house, things are different today than they were probably 20 years ago, the last time you bought one or when your parents told you about it or what have you. And so if you didn't catch the last segment we were talking about, there are different loan programs, about 40 different types of loan programs, I think you were saying, Mark. And you said you don't always have to put the 20% down. There are some instances where you can go down to actually 3%. So definitely don't give up if you don't have the 20% already built up. Call Home Mortgage Alliance. I'm going to give you a phone number, 303-888-2732. That's 303-888-2732. Let's talk about credit scores. How important is it? And what do we really need to make sure that we are not doing so that we're not hitting our credit score? Kim, I go to the mall. I want to buy a new outfit. They say, if you sign up for my credit card today, you're going to get 20% off. And I literally sit there and stare at them for a minute going, I want the 20% off, but is this going to hurt my credit score? What do you say?
Well, if it's any consolation, I do that as well, even knowing what it can do.
Okay.
So anytime your credit is checked, it's considered a hard hit, and it can impact your score. And it really just kind of depends on how many inquiries you've had recently in the last 30 days, 60 days, that impacts it.
hard hit.
Yeah, where when we're getting those credit card solicitations, you've been pre-approved, those are soft inquiries. Ugh. So they're not going to impact your credit score.
I'd be really angry if the soft inquiries hurt my credit score because I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. Okay. And we get a lot of them, especially right now.
Yeah. So how many times can I open a new credit card to get 20% off for a new outfit at the mall before that really starts to hurt me?
You know, Molly, if home buying is in your immediate future, I would say just don't do it. Because if you really think about it, that 20% is like maybe $28 or $40. It's really not very much in the big scheme of things. Yeah. So I just wouldn't
do
it.
When I'm trying to save up to buy a house, it's a big scheme of
things. That's true.
But we just
don't buy.
Right. Right. Mark, what were you going to say?
Well, when you're out and you're in the mortgage process, you definitely do not want to apply for credit or get new credit.
Okay.
We monitor what's going on with your credit, mm-hmm. so we know.
Yeah.
And it just creates a lot more paperwork for you as a consumer, mm-hmm. because you'll have to tell us what you applied for and whether or not new credit was actually achieved,
mm-hmm.
in which case there's new payments, and it affects a lot of different things. So you're in credit lockdown, basically.
When I always ask them, too, I'm like, is this going to hit my credit? They're like, no, of course not. And I'm like, because you don't know, but it is. But that's why it's important to know that. If you're looking to buy a house, don't keep taking out credit cards to save money. All right, Home Mortgage Alliance, you guys have some cool tools that you've been utilizing that can help people. Explain some of the things that you've got going on, Mark.
One of the neatest tools we've got is something called HomeBot. And it's just a really neat tool for somebody that's owns a home and they want to be able to find out how much equity they have. They want to find out what they could do to lower their payments, in other words, paying the loan down. It also tells them what they can do for an Airbnb if they wanted to rent out nightly, how mm-hmm. much they could generate. And those are actually true market numbers because they do an analysis of the various areas. The other thing we have as far as a company is something called Digital Mortgage, which allows a consumer to track the progress of the loan, upload and download documents, and they can do it all from a mobile device.
Okay. Kim, did you have something to add to that? Okay. So Home Mortgage Alliance with Mark Cook and Kim Sturtz. If you go to the AmeriChicks website, there's a link right there on the side. We've got all of our sponsors. So you can get into there, and they've got a link where you can go in and start playing around with these tools. I like it. One of the other things you had mentioned to me previously is that you can search for different areas where, you know, if you think, okay, I want to buy in Denver, but it's really, really expensive in Denver, you know, what other communities, what other neighborhoods might I be able to find something like I'm looking for with the same number of bedrooms and bathrooms and yardage, acreage, but a little bit less expensive, and it'll help you search for that. And I think that's a pretty cool deal.
Yes, and that's the buyer side of home buying.
Yeah. Okay, one more question. Home Mortgage Alliance, if you're looking to buy a home, you go from you work for somebody, you always have a steady income, and then all of a sudden you take the plunge. You decide, you know what, I'm going to call Chris Cantwell with Better Business, with Transworld Business Advisors. He's buying and selling businesses. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get out of the rat race. I am going to go with him, and I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going to buy a business. Now, I'm self-employed, but I'm not bringing in as much money, of course, so I can't afford to pay myself as much in the first couple of years. But there's a great deal. I want a house. I need a house. What are some of the different things that people need to think about if they're self-employed as far as income for applying for a mortgage?
Well, if you really want to buy a house right now and you've just become recently self-employed, there still are a few lenders out there that will finance you, the interest rate's higher. Typically, they're called like a hard money loan.
Okay.
And, you know, when you buy typically you have to be self-employed for 2 years. Sometimes if you're buying a business that's in existence, sometimes we can get away from that because we can see that the business does have a history and that I have experience in that business.
Okay.
So 2 years is the typical. Sometimes we can go less than 2 years, but you always have to have tax returns that reflects 12 months of history of that self-employment.
Okay.
And if it's less than 12 months, excuse me, if it's less than 2 years, they're going to analyze, have you had experience in that field before? Are you making the same amount of money, or did you make the same amount of money prior to becoming self-employed? So there are some ways around it, but I would say probably 7 times out of 10, we typically see the 2 years.
Yeah, they want to see 2 years. All right. What about if you just have cash in the bank anyway? If somebody has cash in the bank, they can afford to buy the house right out but they don't want to, but they're newly self-employed and they don't have that steady income coming in, would you say then buy the house outright or wait a whole another year until you've got the 2 year?
Oh, gosh, if I had enough cash to pay cash for a house, I'd say buy it right now because we don't know what's going to happen in a year. Are prices going to go up? Are rates going to go up? So if you have cash, by all means, buy the house. And then when your business is seasoned enough, then you can refinance and get your money back.
Right. Well, they're all good questions. There's a lot of different scenarios out there. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a different thing going on, which is what I love about America, because you can do all these different things, but you need a specialist. You need somebody that's in the business. Home Mortgage Alliance is the AmeriChicks go-to. They are our home financing crew. You've got Mark Cook and Kim Sturtz, and they're in studio right now with me, Molly Vogt. Kim's on vacay. She'll be back on Monday. So if you want another set of eyes, you want somebody to really take a look at what you're doing and help you out, if you want to look for financing something with your existing home or buying something else, then you've got to call Home Mortgage Alliance, 303-888-2732. All right. Well, you know what? Another thing that you want to take into account, what's going on with the market, the stock market, is it's kind of been crazy. It's been a roller coaster of a year. We saw some really great ups. We saw some good things with what was going on with China. Today, actually, the stock market is closed for the day of mourning. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. What would you like to talk to us about today? Because the market's closed, but I think there's an inverted yield curve, and I want to know your thoughts.
Well, we had a pretty ugly day yesterday, Molly. The Dow was down about 800 points, and I think part of that was that maybe a China deal wasn't quite as close as everyone was hoping. And then also the yield curve inverted for about 5 seconds yesterday. And what that means is when the yield or the interest you get paid on a shorter term bond goes higher than the yield that you're getting paid on a longer term bond. So the historical inversion is if the 2 year yield goes higher than the 10-year yield, then they say, oh, a recession is imminent. And sometimes, you do get a recession after the yield curve has inverted, but a lot of times you don't get it until 2 years later. So I don't know how that indicator is much good to you when it doesn't work out until 2 years after the inversion, if it happens at all.
So don't freak out immediately at the change. Actually, let's take a look and slow down and look what's going to happen a little bit longer term. Is that what you're saying, Jason?
Well, I think so. And I think really the most important thing for investors is, recession or not, what has the market done? And, if we look at the 20 times, surprisingly, the yield curve has inverted 20 times since 1978. This isn't exactly a super rare occurrence. Seven of those times, you'd have been better off selling. Eight times, you'd have come out better if you would have bought when the yield curve inverted. The other five times, nothing really happened. So from a practical standpoint, it wasn't really of any great use to investors as far as a signal to buy or sell.
Well, I think I'd rather just ask you to help me out with Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Anybody, if you want somebody that's really keeping their eyes on the market and what's going on and has good ideas for the future, that doesn't freak out with the volatility, that's been around a little while, that's seen the ups and the downs, works on facts rather than fear, check out Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. And we've got a joint website that I love to share, chickspresidential.com. It's chickspresidential.com. Thank you, Jason, for keeping us up to date on everything. We can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Since the New York Stock Exchange is closed today, tomorrow we want to talk to you about what to look for next.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, when you get a break with one day with the market closed, people get to go home and just breathe for a little bit.
Exactly.
If you're paying attention to that stuff. All right. Well, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Independent Women's Forum, Carrie Lucas, about what's going on with the Women's March. And Kim Munson and I were at President Trump's inauguration in D.C., and that was the first time we saw the Women's March, the big deal, and we thought, oh, well, this is good. At least it's for all women. But it didn't seem to be for all women. It looks like they may be splintering a little bit now. So let's go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with that Women's March and why did they change the spelling of the Women's March coming in January here in Colorado. We'll be right back.
Work with mortgage professionals who will give you quick, accurate financial advice. Home Mortgage Alliance has the knowledge and expertise to explore the many financing options available to you. The mortgage process can be stressful, and as interest rates rise, it's more important than ever to get pre-qualified now so you're ready to buy. Call Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance to make sure you are making the right financing choice for you and your family. 303-888-2732. Kim and Mark will remain available to you 24/7 to help you through the process. Choose the only mortgage professionals recommended by the AmeriChicks. Call Kim and Mark with Home Mortgage Alliance today, 303-888-2732.
Hi, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Social media is important to us since it's an avenue we can utilize to hear from and speak to all of our friends. For those of you who enjoy listening to the show, we'd love to hear what's on your radar. Follow us and talk to us at AmeriChicks Twitter and Facebook pages. Also, if you're a business owner who could benefit from some extra foot traffic from like-minded friends, consider advertising on the AmeriChicks radio show. Contact us at AmeriChicks.com or email Molly at AmeriChicks.com. Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everybody. You know what? It's the holidays, and I love the music, and I couldn't wait to get it going. And Kim and Steve made me wait until after Thanksgiving to start playing Christmas music, and now I'm going to do it. And it's so funny because there are so many people that are kind of going cray-cray about the, oh, we don't like those old songs from the 40s about Christmas because, you know, they're inappropriate or what have you. But you know what? A, just relax and take a break. And if you don't like something that you hear on the radio, change your channel. How about that? One. The other thing is, you look at all of the music, like the rap music, and even, I mean, like Beyonce and Britney Spears and this. Listen to the words. If you listen to the words, and if those don't offend you and Christmas songs offend you, you might want to turn that mirror at yourself and say, you're the problem. And just an idea.
Have you heard of all the controversy over this song, Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Yes, that's why I've been playing it nonstop the past couple of days.
Well, I ran and actually was reading the words, and I it does, you know, sound a little
flirty.
Yeah, and trying to convince somebody, but it's like, gosh, it's a song.
Well, it's a song, and you know, in the 40s, I mean, they were gentlemen, they were gentlewomen, and they weren't supposed to stay too late, you know, and at the party, women should go home first, and you know, and that whole thing. Obviously, that has changed in this culture, and so it's so, I think, you know, I think kind of ironic and hypocritical that people would even point to something like that, really. I mean, it's almost like the folks in Hollywood that are going, that's not good, that's not good, or the ones that you see dancing on the tables at the bar with glitter and, you know, bottles of champagne in their hand and really short skirts. Come on. Come
exactly.
On. The reason they were, it was so, you know, so crazy for them to say, well, I shouldn't stay this late, that's not good, is because they were good girls. It was an old time. Now you are staying. You know, hello. Come
and
on.
You're still a good girl.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you are. Anyway, just things to think about. And then of course they're coming after the movies as well. Rudolph, you know, bad, because it's a bully. But you know, there are bullies all the time. They're always going to be bullies. And that's one of the things too. You know, if you shelter your kids so much that they don't understand what it's going to be like in the real world, they're not ready to deal with it in the real world. I want kids to know, you know what? Things aren't always going to be this safe. People aren't always going to be as kind and forgiving and unconditional loving as your parents were. So you need to know what's going on out there. So don't put down shows that show, you know, how to get around bullying, shouldn't you? I mean, shouldn't you know those things?
Coping skills are essential.
Exactly. And one of the things to teach you about coping skills is to go, you're not alone. You're not the first person who's been thought of as called a misfit. Okay. You know, eighth grade girls are really, really mean, Kim. I don't know, Mark, you're a guy. You probably didn't have to deal with this, but Kim, I look at the girls today and I feel terrible about what they're going through. I mean, they are mean, and we didn't have Facebook when I was growing up and that kind of stuff.
And I don't think they were as mean back then, even outside of having Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you got to stand up for yourself, too. And that's part of the problem. And let me just say this for the moms, because I do know that there are moms right now that have girls that are dealing with bullying and that kind of stuff in school. You know, maybe they get the kids off the Facebook a little bit, get them off. And maybe it's not Facebook, but Instagram, Snapchat, and all the other stuff that they're doing. Take a little break from that. And if they need to meet another crew of friends, they can. Join another extracurricular activity. You know, you can get away from that crew and do your own thing. Be an individual. You're not a victim. Don't be a victim. All right.
Well said.
There you go. Speaking of not being a victim, I want to talk about the Women's March. You know, it started during the inauguration time of President Trump, and they said that they were inclusive of all women. But what we started to realize over time, it really wasn't all women. It was women that believed exactly as they did, as the founders did. And so if you voted for President Trump, you were not a woman that was able to be a part of that crew. If you're pro-life, you cannot be a part of that crew. And I've seen people kind of sharing that out loud as well. Barbara Streisand, did you just see this, Kim Sturtz? Barbara Streisand, shame on you. You know, she's coming out and saying negative things about women. If a woman voted for President Trump, then they're just kind of, you know, bowing down to their husbands and they're not using their own brains. CNN panel, we had a woman, they had three women on there, and two of them were saying pretty much the same thing. Liberal contributor Kristen Powers argued women who voted for Trump must be racist. They must be racist because they voted for Trump. Then you have UC Berkeley professor Stephanie Jones Rogers arguing women have long benefited from white supremacy, even while being oppressed by white men. I'm like, really? Really? But the one voice of reason, you've got Town Hall contributor and Moms for America media director Amy Clark saying vote shaming in 2018 is the equivalent of telling women to get back in the kitchen. I agree with her. Well, if you're for all women, you want women to share their voice, then why would you say they have to only share your voice? What do you think, Kim?
Well, I get to wear shoes again. I'm not barefoot in the kitchen.
Nice.
So I have a great husband
awesome.
In that respect.
Yay.
But, you know, the whole march, in my opinion, started out on a negative tone because it was really, in my opinion, an anti-Trump march. Mm-hmm. So, you know, reading a lot about it, I agree with you. I don't understand why I cannot have a voice as a conservative woman. I'm not a racist. I am not directed by my husband on how I should think. So I don't really understand the thought process behind a lot of it.
I don't either. I think our grandmothers are rolling over in their graves because, you know, you think about the women that all that they gave up for the right to vote. I mean, the marching in the streets, the starving, they took the beating, they went to jail and they went on hunger strikes. They did so much to get the right to vote. They darn sure didn't get the right to vote so that some man or some woman would tell them how they had to vote. It was so that they could have a voice because we are intelligent, because we do our research, because we have these groups, these women's groups that we sit down and we talk about what's going on in the political world and culture. What is Hollywood saying? You know, what do we care about our kids? I mean, this is how we find out how we want to vote. It's not because of a bumper sticker that went by. It's not because of what our husbands told us to say. It's not because of what the news station told us to say. Women sit around and we talk to each other and we say, you know, what's going on at your kids' schools? You know, what's going on with your job? How about the income level? What about your husband's job? You know, these are the things that we care about. The safety of our community, the safety of our country. Women care about the economy. Women care about health care. And we have our own views on that. And our views matter. I don't know. Mark, do you have any ideas about how mean women are to other women this political season?
I do not.
Good.
I've shared a few things.
All right. Well, anyway, so let's get back to this. So we want to talk about the Women's March. So it was started, the woman who started, and I'm searching for her name, but basically she is saying to the main leaders, you know, you guys have got to step down. We've seen Linda Sarsour has been the biggest standout, really. And you see her up there. She wears, she wraps her head, and I can't remember the name of the guy that she follows. That's
Farrakhan or...
Yeah, Farrakhan,
how that?
Anti-Jew, anti-Christian, anti-America, anti-women, anti-freedom of religion, anti-freedom of speech. really, I mean, these are the type of mentors that this woman is following. And Linda Sarsour is the head of this women's march, trying to supposedly bring us all together. And so it's interesting that she is, I mean, really standing up and arguing against humanizing Jews. This is something new. When I was in college, I never heard about this whole anti-Jew thing. There was never like the Israel versus Palestine. All of this is new in the colleges today. It's new in the culture today. Do you have any thoughts on where it's coming from and how it's become such a big deal? Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I think what you're seeing, not just in the college, you're seeing this indoctrination into a new belief system, mm-hmm. which is really undermining, I think, Americans in general. So I don't know where it comes from, but it's pretty unnerving for me to watch that occur.
Yeah. Well, me too. I've got, some of the people that have been posting on the website, the Facebook page for the Women's March, I've been putting down some of the quotes because women have been writing back. They're saying, you know, we want the leaders to step down, either include everybody or step down. And there's a lot of infighting going on back and forth on that. And women are saying, listen, you know, you're not speaking for the rest of us because if Linda Sarsour is the one in charge, she's anti-Jewish, I'm Jewish. What about me? Anti-Christian, I'm Christian. What about me? Anti-women who voted for Trump, what about me? I voted for Trump. Is it all inclusive or is it not? Now, on the other hand, just to play devil's advocate, if you're saying all women should be included, then should the anti-Jew and the anti-Christian and the anti-Trump lovers be included in the women's march as well? What do you think?
Well, I think if we're going to accept and encourage that type of thinking in the women's march, then they need to be more, they need to embrace people like me more. Mm-hmm. That maybe I want to be a part of the positive things of this march, but they're not letting. I read that they would not allow a pro-life firm to be a sponsor of, I think it was the initial march.
Right.
So that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
So that's not. And if you read their tenets, and it's, I mean, there's all these things that I was reading it and I was saying, well, I think we already have that mm-hmm. as just people. So why are we making it be specialized towards women?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think it's good. I think, you know, in Carrie Lucas with Independence Women's Forum, check out her link to her article. We put it on the Americhicks Facebook page. But she says, you know, it looks like the women are starting to break ties with the radical leaders of the Women's March. The calling them out for oppressing women, hugging terrorist sympathizers, arguing against humanizing Jews, it's a step in the right direction for them to clean house. Hopefully they actually do it the entire way. Women are starting to fight back and saying, you know, when that march came out, it was right during the inauguration. They were saying poverty, women are going to be hurt. But right now you look at what's going on 2 years into it since President Trump has been the president. You've got poverty down for women, for blacks, for Hispanics, like all across the board. You've got the lowest unemployment rate we've had. We are safer than we've been. ISIS, you don't even hear about ISIS anymore. All kinds of really good things are happening. They said Trump is going to be a dictator. It's kind of the credibility problem with the original leaders of the Women's March is gone. And so it's time maybe to take that group and make it about something that actually is positive, that does include all women. And I would like to see it encourage all women to talk to each other even if they disagree. That's what Kim and I do here on the Americhicks show. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. One more thing about the Women's March, and then we'll move on to more headlines. But so the Women's March is coming to Colorado in January. I think it's January 19th. You might want to check just so you know that when you're planning whether you want to go downtown or not, you know that it's going to be down there on that day. It's a Saturday. They've changed the spelling of women from W-O-M-E-N to W-O-N-E-N. X in because they want to be inclusive. But that tells me, what are they being inclusive of? Other women or something else? I don't know. January 21 is the march. All right, thank you. That's the date you want to make sure that you know that the Women's March is here in Colorado. So anyway, I just think it's interesting, and I think we want to keep our eye on it. But do be inclusive of all women. One more thing. When we were down at the inauguration, Kim and I were there. The Women's March started the day that we left, the day after the inauguration. We got on the plane. I sat next to a gal and I said, oh, you know, were you here for the inauguration? No. Were you here for the Women's March? No. Something else. And then she said, I was walking down the street to come to the airport, and she was pulling her bag. And she said she had to walk through the Women's March to get there, and the women were yelling at her and calling her bad names because she was, like, walking through the middle of the parade. I'm like, well, how is that inclusive? You're a woman. I don't know. I just think that the hypocrisy goes so far in America today. Let's go to break, and when we come back, we'll go through some more headlines. It's Molly and Kim, but in studio with me right now is Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook with Home Mortgage Alliance. Kim Munson's on vacation. She'll be back on Monday. If you're looking for solutions, we are too. Government gets so big, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Sometimes it just gets dysfunctional. And thank goodness our founding fathers gave us an emergency lever to pull in big government if we ever need it. Check out Act2Blueprint.org. They are part of the Article 5 Convention of States movements. They're right here in Colorado. They've got ideas to rein them in. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine recently celebrated 30 years with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. As a Colorado representative to the National Board of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, know Karen Levine personally and cannot recommend her highly enough. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. 303-877-7516.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and AmeriChick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And now, Kim is helping guys, too, with well-priced, made-to-measure shirts, pants, and jackets that fit a busy guy's lifestyle. Guys or gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email Kim at AmeriChicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold.
Yep, I'm going to keep playing that song because it's the holidays and I love it. Welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Kim's out today in studio with us is Mark Cook and Kim Sturtz with Home Mortgage Alliance. If you want somebody to help you out, figure out how to finance your next house or what to do with your current house or how much more should you be paying to make sure that that you're not having to pay as much in the long run, those are your guys. You got to check them out and their information's on the AmeriChicks website. We have on the line with us Carrie Lucas. She's the president of the Independent Women's Forum. We were talking about the Women's March. Carrie, I'm glad you joined us because you've been really on top of this. Quickly, what do you think? Is there a splinter in the Women's March? Are they starting to break up? Are they starting to see through the chaos to say, hey, this isn't really all about all women?
Yeah, you know, it's really, I frankly find it kind of exciting. I do think that there's a lot of women who just kind of signed up for the Women's March when they were, you know, a lot of people were frustrated by the election, who had wanted to Hillary Clinton, but they still weren't, they're not radical, like anti-American leftists.
Yeah.
And I think that now some of those women are looking up and saying like, hey, wait a minute, this leadership is totally out of step with my values. You know, even if you're on the left, there's a lot of people on the left who aren't comfortable with somebody who's hanging out with Louis Farrakhan and saying nice things about Sharia law. These women are true radicals. And so I do think that the Women's March is kind of having a reckoning.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that with the Sharia law, because that's one of the things with Linda Sarsour. I mean, people are looking at her saying she's for women, but they don't understand what she stands for because Sharia law is anti-women, it's anti-women's rights, and it's anti-homosexual, which I find really hypocritical since we've got the Women's March here in Colorado that's changing the spelling of women from W-O-M-E-N to W-O-M-X-N so that it's inclusive of other genders. What do you think about that, Carrie?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, Linda Sarsour, this isn't just, you know, her having made one comment, like, you know, decades ago. This is a woman who has consistently said things kind of dismissive of the problems in Saudi Arabia or Saudi Arabia's mistreatment of women. She made an offhanded kind of joke or allusion to female genital mutilation when talking about a survivor of female genital mutilation. Ugh. I mean, this is really crazy stuff. And I think that this is, you know, I think that a lot of people are recognizing that this isn't about women. This is not just about women who think that, you know, didn't like everything that, that President Trump said in his past. This is really kind of a radical leftist group. and they're using women as a fig leaf. And I think there's some women out there who say, hey, this isn't for me. And it's about time. It'll be really interesting, I think, to see just how many people actually turn out in January, because I don't think it's going to be nearly as big a deal as it was last time.
Yeah, okay, you grossed me out just a little bit there. I did not hear her joke about the female genital mutilation. I know that that is a thing with Sharia law, which really scares me and makes me sick to my stomach. And I know that that's happening here in America. And some folks are looking the other way at it.
No, she said something that this woman doesn't even deserve to have a vagina or something. It was just like, what are you? This is just crazy, right? I mean, that's not something that normal people, it's even in your thought process as a, something to say about someone.
No.
It's really quite an extreme situation. So, but it'll be interesting. You know, I think there's another thing going on. A lot of women who, we heard, you know, there was so much fear during the election. There was this sense that you know, if Donald Trump was elected, you know, what was going to happen? Is he going to, you know, overthrow the government or, you know, totally take out our institutions? There was just total alarmism and really kind of ridiculous worries about what was going to happen. And now I think there's a lot of women out there who, yeah, sure, they may have wanted Hillary more than President Trump, but are now saying, you know what, you know, things aren't so bad. We've got rising job opportunities, rising wages, economy's looking pretty good. You know, nothing terrible has happened. And so I think that's also going to take a little bit of wind out of the sails, just because. There was so much overheated rhetoric, and now none of it has come to pass.
Methinks thou protest too much, right? What are you going to protest when there is nobody to go out into the streets because everybody's enjoying a really great life, you know, working hard and making good money, and their 401k is booming, and, you know, now they're like, they can go out there and they can afford things. What are you going to protest? But, you know, yeah, one of the other big things, too, I noticed with the founder of the Women's March, Teresa Shook, she's asking the four leaders of the movement to step down because they refuse to break ties with known anti-Semites like Louis Farrakhan. There are women who go to the women's marches who are Jewish. And so, you know, what does that say to women when basically, you know, the leaders are standing up there saying that we stand with people that are anti-Judaism?
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny because if you go onto the list of the Women's March website, they have this long list of kind of their principles, and it's clear that this isn't just about women. It's about, you know, having a fair, what they call a living wage and a higher minimum wage and all sorts of leftist economic policies. Then they talk about inclusion, and they have a long list of basically everybody under the sun, you know, not just lesbians and gays, but also, you know, long list transgender and everything else you can imagine. But there is a noticeable absence there, and that's Jewish women. They don't say anything about Jewish women. They say stuff about being inclusive of Muslims, but it's kind of shocking. I feel like as somebody who's grown up in what I've considered a Judeo-Christian environment, where we are clearly, we recognize that anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in America. It should go without saying. But then there are a lot of people who seem to be, not so uncomfortable with this type of discrimination.
Yeah. One last thing, really quick, Carrie. What are your thoughts on the people like Barbara Streisand and those folks that are women in America who have had the opportunity to go out and work hard and become very, very successful, and then themselves come out and shame other women, say if they voted for Trump, they didn't use their brains, they were too stupid, they weren't educated, they just did what their husbands told them to. What do you think about women shaming other women for using their brains and voting based on their principles?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a sad situation. I feel like there's a lot of women like Barbara Streisand who must be very frustrated and feel disempowered and just be kind of because it is it's not at all appropriate. It's the kind of thing that I feel like grown-ups know you aren't supposed to do, and that's not the way you talk about other people, especially about ideas. And this is a woman who's now insulting, you know, about 40% of women in America as if we're all stupid and can't use our own minds. It's frankly sexism, and it's really a shame. I think a lot of people, though, when they see that, a lot of even, you know, women, non-conservative women, look at that and say, you know, find it off-putting, because, you know, usually I don't like hearing other people insult other people as in swaths or in big groups as if your group membership or what you believe kind of it means that you don't deserve respect. That's not nice, and that's something I feel like everyone should be able to agree on, Republicans and Democrats alike.
I agree, too. If you don't support all women, then I don't think you should call it a women's march.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Carrie Lucas, thanks for all that you all are doing at Independence Women's Forum. We appreciate your voice. You're a very solid, principled voice for women, and we appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Well, maybe it is a sign of unity if women are actually calling out the other groups of women that are holding them down or calling them out or pointing fingers at them. One last thing before we go. Wanted to just make a comment about what just happened in France. I thought this was pretty cool. And it's I think it's important to us because it's coming here soon. Macron, thankfully, finally has decided to back off on that tax increase on fuel because I think it was more than 280,000 people in the streets protesting. They were going to raise their gas price is so high under the guise of climate change. We want to do something better for the climate, but instead of doing something to climate by going to countries that are actually hurting the climate, they're hurting their own working class. People need to be able to afford gasoline. And if it's affordable and reliable and safe, why in the world would you make it anything but? Because working people, they need it for their trucks and for their cars to get to their jobs or to do what they have to do to make a living. I think it's interesting. And thankfully, he finally backed down after all this time. But wouldn't it been nice if he did it before 3 people died, 100 people were injured, and 400 or more were arrested? I mean, this is a really big deal. You know, this climate, you're going after this climate change and you want to make some changes. That's fine. Make some changes, but do it in a smart way. Attacking the wallets of middle income and lower income folks is not going to be helpful. It's not helpful for the economy. It's not helpful for your country. And it's certainly not good for politics because the people will fight. We saw what our founding fathers did, the revolution over a little bit of increase on some stamps and some tea and things like that. We don't want that. The free market will decide. And this is a good way to show the proof is in the protest. I think it's very interesting that in France, they're seeing that the market will decide what we're going to be willing to pay for certain goods and services. And the government shouldn't try to make it too expensive or we will fight back. But that is coming here to America, even though people across the board have said, you know, we voted against Prop 112. We said we don't want you making big changes here in oil and gas and taking away our opportunity for inexpensive gas. We're going to see what's going to happen because I think that the big money guys are going after Congress and we may see some of that in America. So keep your eyes open. Quote for the day, Samuel Adams, a general dissolution of principles and manners will most surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when they once lose their virtue, then they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Don't lose your virtues. We're the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Have an awesome day. God bless you and God bless America.